This is Reality and Perception. I am your host, Edward James. Now, I know what you're thinking. Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi Discussion, Part 1. Where's Part 2? This doesn't look like Part 2. But more than likely, you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about anyway. Well, last week I put out the first part of a Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi Discussion, which turns out when I talk about Star Wars, it becomes a thing. So I underestimated how long it would take to get through that Last Jedi discussion. I made it into about 10 minutes of the movie with the first episode. So with that ratio, it's going to be a while. I'd rather take my time, romance the discussion a little bit. These podcasts will be transcribed into sacred texts for my son to burn to the ground one day. We are what they grow beyond. That is the true burden of any master. I got it wrong last week. I'm pretty sure that's the line. I got my 7th viewing in of Episode 8 over the weekend. Finally got my mom to go see it. She loved it. I'll talk about the Star Wars connection that we have next week. It probably won't be a full week. I have a lot of Star Wars on my mind and I just want to burn through it one of these days. But to split it up, I thought we'd go a different route today. So it's a new year and I, like many, am getting back to the gym. And while I have a storied history with weight loss, weight issues, I weighed 300 pounds at one point. It was a whole thing. I gotta tell my fat history one day. I basically just ran and ate less, as simple as it sounds. But the greatest tool at my disposal for losing that weight had to be the playlist that I would cling to, basically. And while it's been about 8 years since I lost that weight, I hardly recognize anything about the person that I was for a very long time. So it's kind of weird when you notice old habits that really haven't changed. I want to say it was about a year and a half where all that weight basically came off. And I can almost guarantee you that I probably had the same 30-minute playlist for that entire time. It was comfort, it was drive, it was OCD is what it was. I've had my gym membership for about 2 or 3 years now. I signed up when I had to do a rehab for my ACL surgery. I tore that when I used to play soccer with my friends on the weekends. And I waited almost a year to go get it checked out, so it was a long, stupid process. My fault, completely. But anyway, I've been awful about getting back to the gym these past few months. And even if you don't buy into the whole new year, new me stuff, you're still looking at your habits and seeing where you can make little changes, mix it up. So I thought it was really funny when I got to the gym and noticed that I had the same playlist that I've been listening to for about 2 or 3 years. Now I mix it up with weight training and it's usually punk stuff, 80s stuff. I go back and forth, but I have the same 30-minute running playlist that I've had for about 3 years. Which for some reason always ends up being kind of random. I don't know how I get into these long-term relationships with these Frankenstein playlists, but it fascinates me. So I thought I'd let you into my head a little bit, let you into my routine, kind of just putting it out there so it'll force me to change it. Now these are all specifically in the order that they are on my playlist, with the exception of the last song, which is usually first, and like a 10-minute extended version. But we'll save that for last because that just so happens to be my favorite song of all time. And if Carson Daly taught me anything from watching TRL as a kid, you build suspense for that top spot. So it's a chill episode today. I'll drop in and out, see where this takes us. Maybe you'll hear something you like. And before you accuse this episode of being lazy, I know. So the first song on this playlist is actually the second song. It's a cool down song after the extended version of the aforementioned favorite song, which we'll play at the end. Suspense. So we start this off with Pass This On from The Knife. I went through a big Knife phase for a while until I bought a vinyl, which was way too slow for me. But still, The Knife, a mainstay of my music library, and obviously, seeing as it's on this playlist that I've listened to for about 3 years. So Pass This On, definitely in my top 5 favorite Knife songs. I guess I do like them. I guess the one requirement on these playlists is that the song has to be catchy and you have to be able to listen a million times. This song especially, I've never gotten tired of it. It's very hypnotic. The playlist pulls in different directions. And this song definitely takes you to an eerie calm after a good sprint. Or something. I'm just gonna let these play. I don't even know what I'm trying to do. Here's some music. We'll be right back. never gets old. Bird's another good Knife song. Check that one out. So now we pick up the tempo a bit with 212 from Azealia Banks. Azealia. Now this is definitely a great gym song and a go-to song for any situation. I bought this album Sight Unseen, Sound Unheard, I guess, just from this song and video. If anybody wants it, you can have it. But this song, holy shit. The video's charming as fuck too. She's really cute, and then you read about her and she's pretty crazy, and that makes her cuter, and then it just goes off a cliff at some point. 212. So good. Now it gets a little weird. How much K-pop did you expect on this playlist? If you said some, you'd be right. The song is Up and Down from an all-girl South Korean group, EXID. I don't know if it's pronounced EXID or just EXID. There's a long debate going in this K-pop forum that I'm not going to go through. But anyway, the song's very catchy, and if you get a chance, go watch the video. It's filled with bizarre K-pop goodness. Random stuff. You need something like this in the middle of your run.
Don't go, 난 네 맘대로 then not the loco. Oh, 나 미치게 만들어 간 게 탑승한 롤링. Go coaster, yeah, such a monster.
Such a monster, such a monster.
Cannot hear it. But from there, the playlist needs to get its balls back. And what better way than with Long Live the Chief from Jidenna, which is all balls. This begins the pump up for the rest of the workout post-run. Fantastic, powerful music. It's performed in one of the club scenes on Luke Cage. Definitely get some Power Man swagger going. Long Live the Chief.
Niggas fighting over range, niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long live the chief. Niggas fighting over range, niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. Yeah, watch pretty mama while I slay my cane. Long live the chief. Cockroaches in the ratchet. Hand-me-downs with the patches. Mama put a little money in the mattress. Taught me how to make a silver spoon out of plastic. You can either sink, swim, or be the captain. Get the last word, I'ma get the last laughing. Now they say you're dinner while you're dressing so classy. I don't want my best dressed day in a casket. You can either leave, follow, or get out the way. Make a fucking move, it will make my fucking day. Got a 100-year plan, you just think about the day. Always been about time, more than been about pay. Y'all up with me, Usain coulda run with me. Chief come to find you, you don't come for me. At best, you could run a little company. Nigga, at worst, I could run the whole country. That's right, pimp game like a brothel. That's why I don't judge a nigga's hustle. I Airbnb the crib like a hostel. Summer rate cheaper, could the streets get hostile? Shot the boy, this fire from a hobby boy. So no, I won't record for your homie boy. I turn the party out like a naughty toy. Then I go and hide in plain sight like a lobby boy. Yes sir, that Jidenna on the banner. Riding for my niggas, getting locked up in a slammer. Elder saying everything's a nail to a hammer. And niggas can't spell, but we know I Instagrammer. Well done, better than well said. I read niggas well, a nigga well read. Really, I ain't met no nobody smarter. That's why I got admitted, but I still rejected Harvard. I'm the Fresh Prince in a school where they couldn't read. Mama put me in a school with the Kennedys. When I met Bill Clinton, I was 17. But dead presidentials all my niggas need. Dining with the governor's daughter, and her father say I remind him of Obama. I'm the chief diplomat every day, and I'm black and white, Janelle Monae. They won't be the king, but long little chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long little chief. Niggas fighting over ranks, niggas won't be the king, but long little chief. Now watch pretty mama while I slam my cane. Long little chief.
Ah, now you're feeling it. So the next one's another cool down song, which takes me back a little bit. It's a little out of place, but it takes me back to when I used to cut these trailers in my head. I used to want to make movies, be a film editor, and I'd always have these songs that I would cut trailers to, whether it was an original story or something based on a comic book or something. And if you know anything about me, what kind of nerd I am, you could probably put two and two together and figure out what trailer I'm cutting in my head when I hear this. But I still might do that, so forget about that. This song's just fun. Fun Boy 3, the lunatics have taken over the asylum. Ah, classic. That song has infinite uses. Alright, this next one's kind of a cheat. I think it might have replaced something else because it's something that I don't listen to all the way through. You would be surprised how I time this playlist to the exact second to what I'm doing. Jogging or sprinting or whatever. I definitely listen to a lot of Gorillaz for somebody who doesn't claim to be a big Gorillaz fan. but Let Me Out has burrowed into this playlist, and it's been there ever since. The first minute of the song is exactly what I need it to be at that time. But fuck it, play it all the way through. This shit might get taken down anyway.
Mama Mavis, oh mama, they try my patience. Is gone, who is left to save us? We mourn, I'm praying for my neighbors. They say the devil's at work and is calling favors. You say I'm dangerous, I speak for the nameless. I fly with the vultures, I be with them bangers. If change don't come, then the change won't come. If the bands make them dance, then the rain gon' come.
Woo! Am I passing to the light? Looking through your eyes, all the world is out of your head. You got to die a little if you want to live.
Change
come to pass. You best be ready for it.
Something out the country fear is about to change its form. Yeah, it's a shift in time.
To my eyes, mama, tell me what you see. Tell me there's a chance for me to make it off the streets. Tell me that I won't die at the hands of the police. Promise me I won't outlive my nephew and my niece. Promise me my pastor isn't lying as he preach. Tell me that they'll listen if it's lessons that I teach. Tell me there's a heaven in the sky where there is peace. But until then, I keep my peace in arms reach.
Am I passing to the light? All the world is out of your hands. Another night. You got to die a little. If you want to live, change coming. Hey, you best be ready for it.
Something out the country fear is about to change its form. Yeah, it's a shift in time.
Best be ready. Ready. Be ready. Ready for it. Be ready.
Ooh. See, it kind of trails off, but it works. We are now here at the end of this playlist countdown, which is actually the beginning. This week's top song, as voted by America's Youth, or some random podcaster in his late 20s. 27? Is that mid-20s? I'm almost 28 anyway. Your top spot and the greatest song of all time, Romancing the Stone by Eddie Grant. The kids have spoken. And it's 80s superstar Eddie Grant. My personal favorite song of all time. No offense, Electric Avenue. But Romancing the Stone will play at my wedding, at my funeral, and in all of our hearts forever. Now, this is not the extended version, which is about 10 minutes, but YouTube, look it up. Thank you for listening to this playlist with me. Hopefully we learned something, even if it's just not to let me pick the music. But hey, I stand by this playlist. I will die before I renounce Eddie Grant Romancing the Stone. One of my life's goals is to perform a choreographed dance with Emma Stone to this song. Which is funny considering learning to dance is not one of my life's goals. But anyway, I'll leave you with some sweet Eddie Grant. I'm ready to get back to talking about Star Wars. That was Reality and Perception. I am your host, Edward James. See you soon.